didn't know that.
Pole cat.
I've seen some of the black and white and brown, all some, and some of them, Mrs. Black is certain that they're some striped.
Well, them little ones are pole cats, and them old beds are skunks.
You haven't
city,
heard this?
City cats.
Let them around.
Them little old.
You smell them 2 miles.
Pole cats called
them.
City cat.
That's a pole cat?
Mm-hmm. City cat.
Well, she wouldn't know what I call them. I call them pole cats.
Oh, okay.
Stankin' cat, the name of it.
What do you call a little animal, maybe this big to about that big? Some of them live on the water and some live on land and they hop.
Frog?
Okay. Which kinds live in the water? Are there special names for those?
Bullfrogs.
And what about on land?
Toadfrog.
Are they very different?
Yeah.
Yeah, toadfrog, they stay all around your house. He don't have to stay in the water, but a bullfrog, he stays in the water.
And toadfrog don't get big, and no bullfrog don't get up big. Have you ever eaten a bullfrog legs? Frog legs?
Frog legs?
The
bottom
and the rest of
them. They have at the cafe.
I've priced
them. I've heard of them, but I've never tried any.
They're good.
They got a toad in Texas called a horned toad. Got a horn up on the end of the nose. Uh-huh. And they built a church. And they built a cornerstone. I mean a corner pillar. And put this man put one of them old horn toes in there. And they tore the church down there 4 years after then. He is in there still alive.
Thank
you, Bill.
They can live a long time without water.
We got them out here. You can go out there and the whole ground covered with them. Little bitter ones. Little toad frogs.
What about a different kind of a frog that that lives, it makes a chirping noise. Some people say you can tell it if it's going to rain.
That must be a little rain frog. Little green frog.
Whatever kind of tree he get on, whatever color that tree, he turned the same color of that tree, and you can hear him hollering, but you can't see him. He's the same color of the tree.
Oh, really? Pretty good tree.
A little bitty old frog, him by that big. We call it rain frog. You hear them things hollering, you look out for the rain.
Oh, okay. Do you ever call them tree frogs?
Call them what?
Tree frogs or tree toads or spring peepers?
I need to call them a little rain frog.
Oh, okay. What about ordinary worms that are used for bait and fishing?
Earthworms.
Okay. Do you have a name for very large worms?
Night crawlers.
Okay.
I got all kinds of them.
Do you?
I had to dig them, just go out there and turn a plank over and pick up a handful.
Oh, that's some red wigglers.
That's red wigglers, eh? Oh, it's ruined. What used to be around, around lots and things. You take a fish frog and come today, they'll pick up a whole can of
it. How big do they get?
They get about that long. Well, when them old night crawlers, they get 18 inches long.
Are they the best?
I got some of them out there.
I would put my hand on them.
They look like nice
snakes.